My name is Scott Van Gorp, also known as Scott from Iowa, and what follows is my tribute to Michelle Dyer. Michelle and I knew each other even as early as 2006, during the days of Fillmore Productions. Voicemail, as well as we'd work together as part of the Code Amber project. We'd also work together on various weather groups. I was subscribed to some of her weather blogs, and she was also a part of the Midwest Weather Group through Google Groups, and also on my telespace for a short time. Michelle was someone who you could really identify with. The many areas that she had interest in were diverse, yet connected. Her interest in NASCAR was another one of those things that she and I shared. Somehow it all seemed to tie into our interest in weather together, because a lot of times we would have to figure out exactly what the weather was going to do on a given race day and how the weather was going to affect conditions on a given racetrack, how the drivers were going to respond, who was going to ultimately end up being the winner of a given race, and just various things like that. As it relates to Code Amber, I can't tell you how many countless nights that either one or both of us was up well past when we should have been up, tracking various Amber alerts, making sure that information had gotten posted to the Code Amber email lists, ultimately to the folks responsible for posting the Code Amber information on the websites. Throughout the many conference calls that we had on the Code Amber project, sure, those calls started out being about Code Amber, but they just turned into everyday casual conversations, which were a whole lot of fun. They really were. There were a lot of times when weather was also happening, and we'd have to turn our focus away from Code Amber just for a few minutes to what the weather was actually doing in Iowa and surrounding states. I can recall several instances where throughout the course of a weekend, we would have several different weather outbreaks, tornadoes, thunderstorms, flooding, that many of us who were involved with the email group on the Midwest Weather Group would be posting information back and forth. And when the one of the moderators of the group, Perry in Iowa, or I would have to step away from posting severe weather information out to the members of the group so that we could kind of keep track of the situation, you know, there'd be the occasions where we'd have to step out for dinner or whatever else we were doing, and we knew that the group was always in good hands because Michelle was going to be watching. She would be the one that would take over until we got back. She'd be watching all of the National Weather Service sources and make sure that if there was weather that was going to affect us, that we were definitely notified. The same could be true of the Code Amber project. She was one of the folks very instrumental in making that project run day to day, when many of us would be signing off for the night, going to bed, getting ready for the next day's activities, there would be Michelle up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, watching for that next alert, watching for the next information from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, watching for anything to come from any of the states that we might be monitoring at the time, watching for Amber Alert cancellations. She was always there. She was definitely one that people could count on to get the job done. She was also one that would make you laugh, whether by email or on the phone. She was one who could tell you a story and you would just sit there and just laugh your head off. A lot of times you never knew why. You just did it because it was just Michelle's nature, her personality. Her very positive, upbeat personality was infectious. And that's one of the things that I'm going to miss most, is that smiling, cheerful disposition that I would read from all of her emails, that I would hear in her voice, on her phone contacts, anything that she would post. She really didn't have all that much bad to say, which was rather refreshing. And I'm going to miss that. When I got the news on May 15th, that morning, I checked my email, and we had received news from one of the other members of the Midwest Weather Group that things had taken a turn for the worse. We knew that we were going to have to be watchful in finding out exactly what was going to happen. Well, when I got the news that she had passed away, we knew there was going to be a large void there, and there still is, in the Midwest Weather Group. Throughout all of her medical trials that she had had over the last few months, even though she may not have been feeling her greatest, she was always willing and able to keep us posted on her progress. And that's definitely a testimony to her. She was a fighter up until the end. And for that, she is to be commended, respected, and truly loved by everyone. My fondest memories will be of her with the Code Amber Project, will be of her with the Midwest Weather Group, will be with her of her on her racing commentaries and her other weather commentaries. But the one thing that ties it all together is that even though I never actually met Michelle Dyer in person, she always was and still will continue to be a dear friend to me. We'll definitely miss you, Michelle. And someday, I know that we'll all get to be with you again. I guess the only other thing I can say in closing is that that was another thing that I admired about Michelle, was her faith. She had a very strong, very secure faith in what was going to happen to her. And I admire that. It's one of those things that that I did enjoy most about her. She had mentioned several times that it was her strong faith that kept her going. And I have no doubt that it is that same faith that saw her through until the end. She was definitely a person that I would have liked to have met in person, but for the time that I knew her, by email, by phone, it seems as if I've known her forever. And yes, she will be truly missed.